This is The Den Show.
I'm Chris Kay, and welcome to The Den Show Martial Arts Podcast. Coming up on this minisode.
My name is Rajko Radovic. I am a fitness teacher, well-being advisor, teaching a brand new method called Fitness 4x4. New in the sense of not a lot of people know about it, but it's been around probably 20 to 30 years.
This is The Den Show with Chris Kay. Feature.
Let's welcome on to the Den Show fitness expert, Rajko Radovic. Hello, Rajko.
Hello there.
Thank you for talking to me today. Good to speak to you.
My pleasure.
Particularly well known for your hour of power workouts and the 4x4 stuff as well. Can you just explain a little bit about what you do and what's involved in kind of some of your workouts?
Yes. Well, I suppose, yeah, I've been for the last 10 years or so promoting this hour of power class, which is a fitness class my father devised back in the 80s when aerobics was kind of getting popular. And my father, I guess he was not one for wearing leotards and not as far as I'm aware, but other people were. And he thought, well, hang on a second, you know, if it's fitness is the game here, I don't reckon it needs to be done in that way necessarily. And I also think, why is the upper body not involved properly in fitness? And so that's kind of a little history of how he started, and then he devised this amazing workout, the Hour of Power, which I think had a little bit of the discipline of martial arts in it, because he was from a judo background, and it had a little bit of the kind of self-control of things like yoga, but then at the same time it was really high-intensity cardiovascular and strength training. So it was a real, I guess, a mix of a lot of good things, and I at some point recognized how good it was, probably when I was about 18, 19, and ever since then have been teaching it.
So the stuff that you do you reckon that martial artists can benefit from the stuff that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in a way that was the point. Rather than coming from a route of, you know, this is what I learned in sport science that I think should be applied. It was, you know, when my dad first started doing it, he was thinking, what will make me the fittest and strongest I can possibly be without actually dedicating a lot of time to fitness? And so he thought, well, he looked at other people, what they were doing. He said, right, that's a waste of time. That's a waste of time. Why are they doing that? That's a waste. And he really trimmed off the fat, off the edges, and made this highly intense workout that can become more intense as the better you get. Therefore, you never spend any more time. You're getting more and more from it in that time. So, you know, in answer to the question, I guess my dad initially was coming from a bit of a judo background and wanted really to be as strong as possible, but as fit as possible. And so when I look at other martial arts, you know, I kind of think, well, you're only ever going to get the skill of martial arts from doing that particular martial art, and you're only ever going to get specific fighting fitness from actually probably doing some sparring and fighting. But beneath all of that, your body's only going to allow you to do what it's physically capable of doing. And so if that base limit is, you take it really high, then anything you put on top of that has to be much better. So our form of training is really all about make that foundation way above what other people have, you know, in terms of cardio, strength of joints, strength of all the muscles, and always with a relationship to the heart and cardio system.
So you need to do that conditioning to put your body in a good place before you can like add on top all of the kind of skills, because the kind of, you know, technical accuracy and all of that, that's kind of more skill-based. But obviously you need the strength and endurance to actually keep going and do the repetitions and everything else.
Exactly. And you know, I think sometimes people, I've heard it said a lot that you can only get the specific fitness for your sport by doing your sport. And there's an element of that's true, you know, whether it's a sport or a martial art. But I think there's an element of it that's not true as well, because I would argue that if you had a choice of a weak, sort of inefficient body to tag on a lot of skills to, or tag on those same skills to a really strong and capable and fit body, obviously, you know, there's only one choice. One's going to be the better the better fighting machine and able to do train longer, really. Train harder, train longer, and probably pick up the skills better in the long run.
Excellent. Listen, Ryko, I've got to wrap things up. Thank you very much for speaking to me today. That is brilliant.
All right, my pleasure.
This is The Den Show.
Don't forget, you can join The Den Show Facebook group and follow the podcast on Twitter. Just go to twitter.com/The Den Show. That's T-H-E-D-E-N-S-H-O-W. And if you've got a new story, idea for a feature, or would like to suggest a guest, then please get in touch via the contact page at thedenshow.com. But for now, I hope you enjoyed the podcast and thank you for listening.
This is The Den Show.